We go now to Perek HaBa'aser, the 14th chapter of Hilchos Tefillah. That's page Lamed Aleph in most standard Rambams. Halach Aleph. B'Shachris, B'Musaf, U'B'Ne'ila, HaKohanim Nosim Eskapeyem. The morning service, the additional service, the Musaf, and the Ne'ila service, the Kohanim lift up their hands to bless the Jews. There is no lifting up of the hands, no priestly blessing on Mincha. Why? If they should be Mincha kvasadu kolam, at Mincha time, most of the, everyone has eaten already. Shemashos kohanim yayin, perhaps the kohanim have drunk wine. The shikrosim nesis kapayim, and a person who is intoxicated cannot say the berchas kohanim, the blessings of the kohanim. The filibiyom time is enosin kapayim be Mincha. Even on a fast day, they do not say the blessings of the kohanim at Mincha. Gzer Minchas Tainus Mitmei Minchas Kol Yom, because we're afraid if they do it on the afternoon service of a fast, they might do it on the afternoon service of a regular day. Beis. The Medvar Mamurim, when does this apply? The Tainia Shemspalom Bo Mincha Uneila. On those fasts that you pray both Mincha and Neila. Kagon Tzom Kippur, like on the day of Yom Kippur. Utainus Tzibur, and the fast days that are declared for a lack of rain and so on, where you pray an additional prayer, the Ne'ilah. Of a tiny shame on Ne'ilah, a fast day that does not have Ne'ilah, to go on Tisha B'Av, Shivas of Tammuz, like the 9th of Av or the 17th of Tammuz. Holot fills Mincha Shalem, Samach Lashkiyas Achama, since they pray Mincha close to the sundown, very near as Ne'ilah, so it looks like Ne'ilah, like the last prayer of a Yom Kippur. Ve'inam Nischalafis Mincha Shakol Yom, and you won't confuse that with Mincha of any other day. Fikach Yeshua Nesis Kapayim, and therefore, you do say the Birchas Kohanim. Konshav of Allah Duchu B'Mirchas Yom Kippurim. If a Kohen did the wrong thing, but he went up to the platform to say the blessing on Minchav Yom Kippur, Hovadav Yidua Shein Shom Shikla, since everyone knows there is no intoxication on this day, he may say the blessings. If Merida knows so, we don't make him go down. V'Nechshav, so that people shouldn't be suspicious. Shloyomu, they shouldn't say puzzle haya. He was disqualified. The fika haridu. That's why they made him come down. Lacha gimel, ketzadin esis kapayim begvulim. How do the priestly blessings work outside of the temple? Beishugish lechtibul avoda. When the reader reaches the prayer of avoda, ritzei. Kshomer ritzei. When he says the word ritzei, kol kohanim holdim beisakneses. All of the kohanim standing in the shul, in the synagogue. Nekarmim komim, leave their places. V'holchim olim leduchim, they go up to the platform. V'amdusham p'neim lehechol, they stand there facing the ark. V'chayim kopi arm and their backs towards the people. That's the same kfufus atok kapeim, their fingers are folded into their hands. In other words, their fists are closed. Achiyashim shliach tzibur hadar, until the shliach tzibur finishes that blessing of hodar. Then, v'machzirim p'neim kopi arm, they turn their faces towards the people. Poshnis Basayim, they spread out their fingers. Umagbiyim Yedayim, they lift up their hands. Kenege Kasfeim, up to the height of their shoulders. Maschilim, and they begin Yivarechacha with the first word of the blessing Yivarechacha. Ushliach Tzibur Makros Amila Bamila, the Shliach Tzibur reads for them word by word. Vimonim, and then they respond. Shinamar, as it says, Emolahem, say to them, Achiyoma, until he says it. The Kesef Mishnah assumes that the Rambam holds that the first word Yivarechacha, the Kohen says without the prompting of the Shliach Tzibur. And it's only afterwards that he reads to them word by word, since the Rambam says that the Kohanim begin Yivarechacha. I'm not sure if you have to learn the Pshat that way. Perhaps the Rambam is just saying that that's the starting point, and then he goes back and says that the Kohen has to, that the reader has to prompt them word for word. But at any rate, the Kesef Mishnah learns that way in the Rambam, if they start Yivarechacha without prompting. When they finish the first pasuk, all the people answer Amen. Then the Shliach Tzibur reads, prompts them with the second sentence, mila by mila, word by word. And then they respond. Till they finish the second sentence. And then again, all of the people answer Amen. And so with the third sentence. Once the Kohanim finished the three sentences, the reader begins the last blessing of the prayers. She's Sim Shalom, which is Sim Shalom. The Kohanim turn their faces towards the ark. They close their fingers, no longer spread out. They stay there on the platform till the reader finishes the blessing. And then they go back to their place. Hey, Eina mikra hamakra rishai lahakris lekohanim achichal amin mepiatzibur. The reader is not allowed to prompt the kohanim until the congregation finishes saying amen. In other words, they say the amen to the bracha of the kohen, and he's not supposed to start saying yivarechacha until everyone finishes saying amen. Now, you can learn the Rambam this way. If you learn that when the Rambam said that the Kohanim start Yivarechacha, you learn that he means that they're prompted there also. But if you learn, like the Kesef Mishnah does, that they say Yivarechacha themselves without being prompted, then this statement as written doesn't make sense. Before, the Kesef Mishnah has a different version. And instead of Lahakus Kohanim, to prompt the Kohanim, he reads Likros Kohanim. He can't call out Kohanim, because as we'll see later, the Shlich Tzibur calls the Kohanim. And according to this, the Amen referred to here is the blessing after Modim. And afterwards, the people answer Amen, and the Shlich Tzibur calls out Kohanim, so he has to wait till everyone answers Amen. That's how you'd have to learn according to the Kesef Mishnah. The Kohanim cannot start saying the blessing until the words are finished by the reader. Similarly, the congregation cannot answer Amen until all of the Kohanim finish saying the words of the blessing. The Kohanim cannot start the next blessing until the congregation finishes saying Amen to their blessing. Now, the reader is not supposed to answer Amen after the Kohanim like the rest of the people. Maybe he'll get confused. He won't know which blessing to read for them, to prompt them with. So he has to concentrate and think about what he's saying next, and therefore he doesn't answer Amen. In Pasuk Sheni and Pasuk Shlishi, he has to think, is it the second or the third sentence? The Kohanim are not supposed to turn their faces from the congregation until the reader begins with Sim Shalom. The Kohanim are not supposed to leave their place until the reader finishes Sim Shalom. Inshallah of Kishri as Poseim, Ashiyatsir Panayim and Atzibur. They cannot fold their fingers until they turn their faces from the congregation. Mitatanas Ezra, it was the decree of Ezra, Shal Yalu Kohanim Leduchim Besandaleim, that the Kohanim shouldn't go up to the platform wearing their shoes or sandals. And on the Yechefim, they stand barefoot. Because the Mishnah says that this is a mistake and that it shouldn't read Tekanas Ezra, but the Kohanim of Yochanan ben Zakkai, because that's what the Gemara says. That it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Halacha Zayin, Kishiyu Kohanim of Vakim Esam, Lo Yabitu Baam. When the Kohanim bless the people, they shouldn't look at them. V'sicha Daitan, they shouldn't remove their minds to other things. Yuranim, Kenegad Aretz, Kamed Betfila. Their eyes should be towards the earth, like one standing in prayer. In Adam Rishoy, La Hastakub of Ne Kohanim, Bishoshim of Vakim Esam. A person's not allowed to look at the face of the Kohanim when they bless the people. They should see chadaitim so that they shouldn't lose their concentration. All of the people have intention to hear the blessing. And they face with their faces towards the kohanim. But they do not look at their faces. If there was one kohen saying the blessings, so he begins by himself. And the reader prompts him word by word. As we said, Hayushnayim, O Yoser, if there are two or more, Eina Maschilin Levarf, they do not begin to say the blessing, and Chiyikulam Shiach Tzibur, till the reader calls them. V'yomalem, he says to them, Kohanim, V'yomonim, V'yomonim Yivarecha, they answer and respond with Yivarecha. V'makos Emil B'mila, Allah has said to Shemanu, he reads with them word for word in the order that we said. Halachates, Ketzad Berchas Kohanim B'migdash. How was the blessings of the Kohanim done in the temple? The Kohanim go up to the platform after they finish, the Kohanim finish the morning sacrifice. They lift up their hands above their heads. It's the same shutas with their fingers spread out. Except for the high priest. He doesn't lift up his hands higher than the tzitz, the crown that said Kaddish Lashem, holy unto God. He's not supposed to lift his hands above that. somebody reads for them, prompts them word for word as they do in the temple, as they do outside of the temple. Until they finish all the three sentences. Binam onen acher kol pasuk. The people in the temple do not answer amen after each sentence. In the temple it's made into one blessing. When they finish, kol am onen, all of the people answer, instead of amen, they say, Baruch Hashem alakim lakei Yisrael min olam vat haolam. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, forever and ever. Yud. Amr is Hashem tichsavo. You pronounce the name of Hashem as it is written. Hashem anegeh miyud kei vavke. That's the name that's spelled with the letters yud kei vavke. That's the explicit name that's mentioned in every place. Whenever we talk about the explicit name, we mean that, yud kei vavke. Outside of the temple, they say it with the other name, Hubalab Dalit, the name Alab Dalit Nun Yud. You mention Hashem's name as it is written only in the temple. After the death of the high priest Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohanim stopped blessing with the explicit name of Hashem, even in the temple. That a person who is not important and righteous enough shouldn't learn the pronunciation of the name. The early sages didn't teach the pronunciation of this name except to their students and their children who were worthy only once every 7 years. This is all because of the greatness that we exhibit in treating the glorious and awesome name of Hashem. Yud. In every place, the blessing of the Kohanim must be only in Hebrew. Shneimer says, "Kos avarachu." Thus, you should bless us, Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel. Kach lamdum piyashmua mimoshe ben olaf hashalom. This is the tradition that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kos avarachu. Thus, you shall bless them by midah while standing. Kos avarachu. Thus, you shall bless them and see his kapayim with your palms stretched out. Kos avarachu. Thus, you shall bless them lashon hakodesh in Hebrew. Kos avarachu, thus you shall bless them panim keneged panim, face to face. Kos avarachu, thus you shall bless them b'kol ram, with a loud voice. Kos avarachu, thus you shall bless them b'shem mefurish, with the explicit name. B'shir b'migdash, that's provided that's in the temple, k'mo shemarno, as we've said. Halacha Yud Beis. Einam kohanim rishon b'chol mokom lahosif bracha al shosh zapsukim. The kohanim in any place cannot add a blessing to the three sentences. If you go on, for example, Hashem alakei avaseichem yosef lechem kuchem alef pamim. Hashem, the God of your father, should add to you 1,000 times. Ukiyotzibo, are there such blessings? Lo b'kol ram v'lo b'lachash, neither in a loud voice or even in a low voice. Shneim, as it says, lo sesifu l'adav, do not add to this thing. Shoshakol kohen ola l'duchen, when every kohen goes up to the platform. Sh'olku raglov l'alos, when he moves his feet to go up, Omer, he says this prayer. Yiratzim l'fnach Hashem l'keinu, may be your will, Hashem, our God. Sh'tiyah bracha zu, sh'tzivisan l'vorach samch Yisrael, that this blessing that you commanded us to bless your people Israel, Bracha Shlema should be a complete blessing. Lohibam Mikshel, it should have no stumbling block, the oven or sin. Miatavarelam, from now and forevermore. Kodem Shiach Sapanav Vavarach Salam, before turning his face to bless the people, Vavarach says the blessing, Barachat Hashem, Alakena Melech Olam, he blesses Hashem, Ashikachelem Bikrishosa Shal Aaron, who has sanctified us with the holiness of Aaron, Yitzivano Lavarach Sam Yisrael Biavan, has commanded us to bless his people Israel with love. Vachikach, afterwards, Matsapanav Litzibar, he turns his face to the congregation, and he begins to bless them. When he turns his face from the congregation, after he finishes, Omri says this, we have done what you commanded us to. Do what to us, unto us what you promised us. Gaze down from your holy dwelling place from the heaven and bless your people, Israel. Yud Gimel. But the Kohanim turn their faces to the congregation to bless them. Or when they turn from the congregation after blessing them. In either case, they should turn towards the right. Any time that a person turns, it should always be to the right. Yudalit. In the Migdash, they bless the priestly blessings once a day. After the morning sacrifice. They come and they stand on the steps of the ulam, the building in front of the temple. And they bless the Roshamana in the manner that we said. But outside of the temple, we say it, the blessing after each prayer. Aside from the afternoon prayer, as we said, Shachris, Musaf, and Ni'ilah. Chamakim, in every place, the one who reads for them, who prompts them, should be a non-Kohen, should be an Israelite. And as it says, Amalehem, say to them, Mechlal Shein Amakra Mehem, that implies that the one who's saying, who's calling them, is not one of them. He's a non-Kohen who calls them. But as the Kesef Mishnah says, if there's no one else but a Kohen to read for them, it's all right. The Rambam indicates that you try to have a non-Kohen, but it's not critical.